Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Monday morning. Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb joining us as he does every month. Give us an update on what's happening around the county. Cloudy skies today, some scattered flurries as well, high near 33. And then tonight, cloudy, chance of snow, low near 19. And Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, could see some more flurries with a high near 34. But again, when it's this time of the year, I mean, does anybody absolutely get too upset when there's flurries? No. It's the accumulation that we don't like, Commissioner. And I know the folks in the county get really busy when that snow starts to fly, getting out, cleaning off all the sidewalks and getting the buildings all ready to go for the workers who come in. It's a tough time for those guys during the winter.
Oh, yeah. It's part of being in a four-season climate. We contract some of our snow plowing out, our parking lots and things, but our people, you're exactly right, they handle the safety access for the public. But you know, we've had a couple relatively mild winters, and you know, I'll take this cold and a few flurries, but you know, unless you get some accumulation, you know, it feels like Christmas as far as I'm concerned.
Nothing it's
a little,
wrong with it.
A little cold, cool. Nobody likes the cold till you're adapted to it. But courthouse lighting the other night, flurries in the air, man, that just had Hallmark Christmas written all over it.
And I know there was a big crowd. I wasn't able to get down this year. We had family over, and you know, it's such a great thing. We had Spencer Barker in last week. But, I mean, it really is. The folks look forward to it. Families come back, generations, 76th year. As you said, there's no better way to kick off the holidays in the county.
No, they were up there on the stage getting ready for Santa. The Grinch was up there. I thought maybe that was you up there.
I thought maybe you were going to say you were up there.
ramming around, stealing the controls for the lights, but the Grinch brought them back just in time.
Just in time for Santa, huh?
It all happened. Yeah, nice crowd. Nice, really good crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm not sure if I hadn't been a little younger and in some of their position with little children, I'm not sure I'd have stood out there for an hour, hour and a half in that cold. But no, it was nice. And, you know, it's a part of the fabric and the history of Licking County and our community to do that. And I've said it before on this radio station, and I'll say it again, it'd be a pretty dark Christmas if the courthouse wasn't lighted.
No doubt about it. So many folks. And you know, if they don't want to deal with the big crowds of what happened on Friday, you know it as well as I do. Folks will just drive down there during the week, especially in the evening, get out of their car, walk around, listen to the music. So it's not like you had to be down there Friday night. That's just the kickoff for it. Get down there whenever you want and go enjoy it.
Kick our a shout out to Spencer and the committee and the team. I'm sort of an ex officio senior member of the team, and I was part of it, but they did a great job. And you know what? One of the innovations that we have done in recent years, we were taping of the program, videotaping of it, but now this live streaming business, mm-hmm. the second year where we've live streamed it on Facebook, we have a company out of Columbus that comes over and they do the video feed. And the last I heard going into the night, I mean, an hour before the lighting, more than 3,000 people across the country were logged in for a live streaming. And, you know, people that live in Florida, Arizona, you pick it, Georgia, they have connections to this area. They may or may not be back for family, but, boy, they can all appreciate it.
That's right.
And you think about, you know, you magnify a crowd of 3,000 by another 3,000 or more online. That's pretty special.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that people worry about with technology. That's not one of them.
No.
You can bring families and folks closer together, community. What's not to love about that? So we'll stay on that theme real quick before we get into those other stories that have a lot to do with what's going on in the county. But, boy, I'll tell you what, this weekend and now through the Christmas, if you're looking for something fun to do, boy, Licking County's got it for you. There are so many great Christmas events taking place, and they really kick off in earnest this week.
Yeah, it's hard. Sometimes you feel like it's just hard to get everything in. The first weekend we saw a lot of events like the Christmas in the Park, the Sights and Sounds of Christmas, which has been running for a long time and people love it. It's the walking tour of downtown Newark churches. I believe it's this Thursday evening, December 5th. It starts at Second Presbyterian and goes from there. It's a couple hour event. It's sort of a goodwill offering kind of situation. $5 a head. The money goes to a good cause, Licking County Food Pantry Network. It's a walking tour, but also they've got several shuttle buses staged up at Five Points, so you can park up there. They'll run you down to Second Pres, and if you have a little mobility challenge, there'll actually be shuttle buses. So, this Thursday night, you can go online, check out the Sights and Sounds of Christmas in Newark for more details, but it's this coming Thursday night. People that do the event every year, they know all about it. And I'd urge you to do it. There's a music program and decorations at all those five major churches downtown. And they literally walk to each one. And it's a beautiful day. And then my friend Rick Black, county commissioner, he does a nice thing coming up this Saturday, December 7th. The Heath High School and Licking Valley High School choirs will join Rick and Anna Marie Robinson playing an old-fashioned Christmas sing-along. And that's the Second Presbyterian this Saturday. This Saturday at 2 in the afternoon. And that's not the only thing. I mean, you have the downtown Wonderland Walk in Newark from 1 to 4. That's a Christmas walk. All the merchants are geared up for that. If you're in the Granville community, they do their candlelight walking tour from, I think, almost 1 till 7 this Saturday. And it never ends. Symphony, Granville, Newark, Licking County Symphony has their concert this Sunday night at the Midland. And I bet you know, there's another dozen events that just are here, there, and everywhere. So, you know, pick your spots. You can't be everywhere at once. But if you're not finding if you want to get out and you're looking for something to do this weekend, Christmas-related, you're not going to have to look too hard.
No, not at all. Go to explorelc.org. You can hit on their event pages, and it'll have everything pulled up for you if you want to go do that. But the Sights and Sounds of Christmas Walking Tour, I know, is a very popular event. And as Commissioner said, it's a donation of $5. All of it goes to the Food Pantry Network of Licking County. We talked to Chuck Moore a couple of weeks ago for the Granville Wing Ding, and you know how grateful he is for the community that steps up, because you know we always think of the holidays and you want to make sure folks have food, obviously, but he's worried about that every single day of the year. So no matter what you're able to donate, if they have enough to get people through the holidays, it's not going to matter. They'll use it for folks the rest of the year. So get out and enjoy it. There's a lot of great music going on. And I know Commissioner Black, I was kind of surprised he didn't come in today, because I know this is one he likes to come in and talk about, because he really does enjoy taking part in that concert at the church. That's one of his favorite things to do.
You know, Commissioner Black's a very good organist. He's been the church organist there for nearly four decades. I mean, he's that good. And Anne Marie Robinson actually played the Steinway grand piano. I've gone to the event. I'll be there Saturday. He's on that huge, beautiful pipe organ there. And I mean, the church just explodes with music. And then you got a couple high school choirs that are doing it. And I mean, you know, if you really want to get yourself set in the mood for Christmas, come down. It's a sacred kind of venue, the chancel at Second Presbyterian. But it's a beautiful church. And, you know, come down and just sit, enjoy, sing along, do whatever you want to do. But it'll set you. And then you can go right out of there and go walking in Newark or Granville and have a great time.
And have a great way to kick off the holidays. Before we take a break, I want to jump real quickly into, you know, we talk about aggregation. It was on the ballot and all that, and the letters go out and all those kind of things. And so many folks are dealing with this. But I know you guys always like to, the commissioners like to get out. You're going to see letters come out. They've already come out for aggregation. And folks are like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? I thought I'm in this. What am I doing? Again, if you don't mind, real quick, explain to folks what they're seeing with that.
No, I don't mind. I want to stress this. Listen very carefully. If you're in the cities of Newark, Heath, Johnstown, or Pataskala, or any of the villages in Licking County, and you're in Licking County aggregation, you are set, and you're getting a better price for natural gas, and especially electric. The only thing that's happened is our vendor in both groups for discounted energy price or wholesale electric price was Energy Harbor, very good company. They were simply bought by a bigger company, so it's actually a better situation, called Dynegy. Well, state law requires, because this aggregation is permitted by state law, that if there's a change in the name or ownership of a vendor, you have to notify all the folks, including Dave Doney over in Pataskala, hey, you'll see on the back of your bill, starting next month, instead of Energy Harbor, Dynegy. That is the only thing that has changed, the name. You do not need to do anything. The letter basically says if you don't like that, you can call AEP and go back on them. Well, fine, go ahead, but you're going to pay more. My advice is blunt and simple. Stay where you're at, file the letter, and smile and enjoy the aggregation discount. All it is a name change from Energy Harbor to Dynegy. It's confused some people. I regret it. We don't write the letter. It's a bureaucratically written letter that is a little confusing. My wife got it, and she said, what's going on? And we live it. So, I mean, if she didn't get it, that's all we've been answering the phones and telling people, and it's just like this state letter has caused more confusion than was necessary. Don't worry about it. You're in aggregation through December of next year under contract with Dynegy. They simply are a new name. You get the same good price, and I would highly recommend that you don't go back on the utility price unless you want to pay 40% more for your electric. And so that's all it is. Take it for what it's worth. File the letter. Throw the letter away. Smile and enjoy it.
And keep what you have.
Yep.
I appreciate you clearing that up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town with Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Hello and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. Glad you could join us on this Monday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, scattered flurries throughout the day, high near 33. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow. And for Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds, chance of flurries as well. Okay, yeah, there's a lot going on across the county that folks need to be knowing about, and specifically as it pertains to housing in the county. We all hear about it all the time, the homeless, and how do we get some affordable housing? Well, of course, you have the Terrace Gardens building in downtown Newark. It's in need of some TLC, so to speak, but great news from the county dealing with other agencies to get that building back in shape.
Well, yeah, the affordable housing is a big deal. The Terrace Gardens, it was the downtown high-rise, a seven-story building there, across from the old library on Church Street that's now ADR. It's a big white building, 99 units, efficiency units for those below the poverty level. That's a big challenge right now in our community. Inflation has really driven the cost of housing, rental housing, and purchasing out of sight. We as commissioners worry about the affordability of people being able to afford to live here. It's a concern. And I want to give the City of Newark complete credit and Mark Mauder. They and the Metropolitan Housing Authority realized that that particular high-rise, 99 units in downtown Newark, which has been a staple for a long time, is sort of past its original expected life. Everything needs redone on it. The good bones, but it needs windows, HVAC, electric plumbing. It needs to either be torn down or completely rebuilt. Well, we have joined with our veterans group, with the city, with federal partners, and but I'll give the City of Newark full credit for this. They realized that they needed to find a solution for this, and we've done that. And so over the next 2 years, entire sections of that building will be completely renovated, remodeled, rebuilt. So at the end of 2 years, they do a section, move people around, and when they're done 2 years from now, essentially that building should have another 50-year life. Mm-hmm. So that is good news at a time when we've lost the Avalon building due to a fire, which was a few units downtown, which eventually will be rebuilt on that site, that we have a good plan that's been working for about a year to put this in place. And they're about to have sort of, I don't know if they're going to cut a ribbon or whatever, but they're going to start tearing into the Chimes Terrace Garden Apartments on West Church Street, and over a two-year period renovate that building. So it's, it's housing for people.
And you had mentioned, and we were talking off the air, that, you know, quite a few veterans are in that building, that's half of them. What more could you ask for to help our veterans, you know, get back to a little bit better quality of life? Is there a price tag on this? Kind of how will that all work as far as who's going to be paying for this and how it's going to be paid for?
Yeah, well, it would take us an hour to explain the financing on this. But essentially, there's some federal guaranteed money in it. There's some borrowed money. Some grant money in it. The county and the veterans group, we're putting money in it. It's what they call a stacked project. You start with a stack of money and you just keep adding to the stack, you know, and you get some tax credits and whatever. And at some point, you get to about $12 million, which is about what it costs to redo that building. So Mark Mauder could explain it better than I can, but it's one of those projects that has a lot of fathers involved to make it happen. There's not one funder for it.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because this isn't something that the city could do without it by itself. It's anything that you guys could do by yourself. You need to get different hands involved in this, and that's what I was getting at.
We were asked to partner.
Yeah.
And we were more than happy to do that, because it's – Government's all about taking care of the people that live here, bottom line. And, you know, we have the Veterans Service Commission. You're familiar with those folks in Buckeye Avenue. Well, a lot of their folks depend on this housing. They could be on the street otherwise. So this is all about taking care of people and our assets in the community. You love all the development that's going on in Western Licking County, but hey, right here, right now, where we live and the people that we have, we've got to take care of our community as well. And so I feel good about it.
And you said that this will be an ongoing project. They'll move folks out, get them somewhere until that day. So they'll do one section. So people are going to see this and I think, well, wait a minute, where are the folks in there? As you mentioned, going to kind of be piecemealed, move them out, get in there, do one section and come back.
You got it. They empty a section, move people to other empty units. And because you just can't effectively do one apartment at a time, but you do a whole floor or a whole section, and then you move people into those new units, and then that vacates another area. So you can, it's like a monkey move around thing, but it's the strategy is that we're not going to displace anybody during construction. Mm-hmm. And is it a perfect? No. It will be noisy, yes, but you know, it's price of progress. And the end result will be that 99 units of affordable housing in downtown Newark to take care of our people.
Yep. All right, let's move on to another program that's underway. And we had Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown in to talk about this Navigator program, but now it's really getting its wings to it. But maybe explain to folks, if they're hearing it for the first time, Navigator program, what we're talking about here and how it's going to impact lives that need help.
Yeah, when I say Navigator program, you think, oh, we're going to go sailing on Buckeye Lake. And no, that's not the case. Navigation in this regard means help families that have crisis addiction problems within a family. In other words, a lot of times if a family member has a chemical dependency or an addiction problem, it's a crisis for that family. It's a crisis for the whole family. And you know, no one really has experience in how to deal with this. So you're grasping for solutions and looking for help. And a lot of times when you're in the middle of a crisis, you don't know who to turn to. Well, the idea behind Navigator program through the Board of Health and funded with the opiate money from the lawsuit is that you put staff in charge of working with families, hand-holding, say, go here. Let's talk to these people. You don't have transportation? Hey, we can help pay for transportation. Let's get somebody in treatment, get them in a safe place, and see if we can't turn that around. Can you fix everything? No, but you can fix a lot of it. And so the Navigator program is a hand-holding or put the arm around the shoulder kind of thing for local families. Initially, I think we can help up to about 30 cases. If this is successful, I'll be honest with you, as a commissioner, I'd like to double their funding and double their staff, because there's more than enough addiction and chemical dependency issues in the community to deal with. Some are dealing with it well. Some are not dealing with it very well. Some don't deal with it at all. And that's a scourge on our community. That holds us back. It keeps people from being able to be productive, to have quality family life, to take care of their kids, and to earn a living. Addictions are... you can say someone caused their own problem by becoming addicted, but once they do, it's a medical problem, and it has to be dealt with professionally. And the Navigator program is our attempt with the health department to handhold and help some families try to get through it, as hopefully some solutions come about. Some new people can enter the program. It can only take so many cases at once, but we can also expand the program if it works out well. So that's what Navigator is. It's through the County Board of Health. And it's designed to be a tool in the community to help folks get through family crisis.
Yeah, I know when Health Commissioner Brown was in, he was really excited to get this up and moving, because there are so many families and that are dealing with that here in Licking County. And then you mentioned real quickly that Navigator program, that transit part of it. Transportation continues to just explode here in Licking County. I know tonight on Heath City Council, they're going to have a first reading of a resolution in support of the program expanding into Heath. But boy, I tell you, Commissioner, this thing has just taken off, and no pun intended. I mean, it is driving things here in this community with this transportation, and to have Heath aboard now starting next year is just huge.
Well, sure it is, and we're about a month away from that. Literally, the first Monday in the new year, we'll start the new Heath circulator route. So that will add now four circulator routes in the community, along with the other transit we do. This is expensive, by the way. There's a lot of folks, including the city and some others, that are partnering. At mid-year, we hope to start a Buckeye Lake-Hebron route. So that would make another one. But there's a cost to all this. We're dealing with it the best we can with county money, with transit, state transit money, and with partners. Someday, and I'll make this prediction, someday in Licking County, maybe it's a year or two away, we're going to have to talk about a very minor increase in the sales tax, maybe a fraction of a penny kind of a situation, similar to what COTA has to do in Columbus to help pay for transit. We offer as a free service now, and even if you put a minor charge on for these rides, they don't pay for themselves. It's expensive to put vehicles and drivers and equipment on the street and do this. We're doing our very best because we know there's a need, and that's the goal of county government, is take care of our people here. And thank goodness for our partners, folks like Licking Memorial and the Health Department and the Newark Campus. And I could go, if I start naming them now, I'm going to get in trouble. But they're all over the place. Folks in Granville, folks in Heath want to jump in and help. But there's a limit to how many sponsors you can get here. And right now we're good. But if we're going to continue to expand this to the south and to the west and more routes reaching out into the county, at some point we're going to have to ask probably for some additional funding from the community to do transit, and we'll find out how much transit really means to people. Mm-hmm. I think it's critical. You know, just because you have a car, if your neighbor doesn't, how do they get to work or do what they need to do? In this kind of weather, it's not reasonable to think that an older person, just tell them to go walk. Well, okay, that's not a solution. And a good community takes care of the people that have lesser resources and need the assist. And that's how you become a whole community. That's how you serve the senior population. And we're trying to do our best. And we're really honored and pleased to be adding the Heath Circulator route right after the first of the year. I'm a resident of the city of Heath. And for our residents in Heath, this is a nice addition to the program.
No doubt about it. Tell those folks who use it on a regular basis it's not that important. I think you're going to get a different story. Real quick, as we always do, how can folks get a hold of your newsletter and learn a little bit more about all these things that we've talked about today?
Well, it's real easy. Email me at the county, tbubb@lickingcounty.gov. Yeah. tbubb@lickingcounty.gov. Or you go on the internet, go to our county website, lickingcounty.com, and it's got our names and numbers on there and email contacts. We're real easy to find. Just reach out, and we'll reach back.
And it's a great way to stay in touch with what's going on in the community. I say this every time you come in. I get it delivered to my email every month, so I get a chance to find out what's going on in case I'm not sure about something. I can always access that. Well, Commissioner Bubb, I appreciate it. We won't see you until after the first of the year, so Merry Christmas to you and your family. Happy New Year and all those good kind of things. I hope the rest of the holidays is good for you and the family.
Likewise to your audience here and the team at WHTH, WNKIO, Buckeye Country, and everything else. You got great people here. And I know from being a former broadcaster that you work over the holidays, too, and we appreciate the fact that you're here for our community and doing what you do every day, Dave. And by the way, we're glad we're also able to reappoint you to the DD board. Thanks for your service. You go out of your way personally to serve your community beyond just doing radio, and I appreciate you as well.
Well, thank you so much. And again, it's one of the best things I do every day is being involved with the Board of Developmental Disabilities. Be sure to join us Wednesday on Talk of the Town. Licking County Chamber of Commerce President Jennifer McDonald will join us. We'll be talking about the big rockin' auction taking place on Thursday, December 5th. And yes, folks, I do have a special thing that I'm auctioning off for you. You can win to come out to the Cave for an Ohio State football game in 2025. So opening the door. So come on out, Commissioner, make a bid. Come on out and enjoy some fun in the Cave next year for an Ohio State
game. Go Bucks!
There you go.